Hi, this is Carolyn Williams, PalletExoticWarfare.com. This is part 7, and I just had a couple more things I wanted to talk about. Not only can this technology be used in conjunction with HARP for weather control, creating disasters, drought, creating drought, which is basically, you know, they can control economics with this, and it can be used for over the horizon communication. It can be used for earth tomography, where they x-ray the earth and they can tell where the gold deposits are and the oil deposits and the water is. It can be, these space-based weapons can be used for the subjugation of the earth and the overthrowing of the sovereignty of every country on this planet. And that is a whole other subject. I would look up a guy named Bill Gallagher, and he has a website called LuxFaire. It's LuxFaire.com. LuxFaire.com. And there's also an excellent interview with him from Gino Romano right there on my front page, where he explains a lot of the environmental modification and other military technologies that are involved with this. So we're talking about all-purpose stuff here, not only the control of crops, weather, disasters, people, plants, everything, okay? I wanted to talk about how they can get a picture of you in 3D real-time from any angle. There is a radar technology, and it's called Moriah, okay? And it can take a 3D real-time any angle video of you, okay? I believe that this plasma beam can come down from a satellite or from a jet or a helicopter or an unmanned aerial vehicle, and when it hits you, it bounces. It bounces right back up. And as it does, it captures all the light that is present in the scene, just like a camera or a video camera, okay? Plasma will hold light. It will hold sound. It will hold frequencies. It will hold moving pictures. It will hold maybe even other substances, like other particles. There was a woman who was a target, and she was killed by a hit and run in Florida. And she used to be a nuclear researcher at Stanford. She was very, very smart, but because she was so targeted, she ended up on the street. And she told me that she believed that this plasma weapon, because we're really talking about particle-dense plasma, this plasma weapon could hold radioactive isotopes, and that they could actually beam radioactive isotopes to you. Now, we know plasma goes through stone, glass, earth, anything. It can penetrate anything. And we also know that infrared light can penetrate the body up to 3 inches, isn't it? Maybe 4 inches, I can't remember. I know it's at least 3 inches. So, you know, I think you get my drift. You know, they should be able to put anything they want into the plasma stream if we're talking about little bitty particles. And radioactive isotopes are little bitty particles, aren't they? Anyway, I believe this plasma beam can come down, and because it will hold light and it hits you, it will capture all the light in the scene, and that they are using this for their 3D real-time virtual any angle, you know, watch you all the time radar, illegal domestic surveillance thing. Also, I believe that they can use, they have a way to cloak themselves with this. Not only planes or stealth fighters or jets or helicopters, they can cloak their person with this. And then they can project any kind of image they want onto it. And if you go to my webpage called Plasma Cloaking Human, you'll see some pictures. One is a picture where my image is bouncing back up to the satellite. My image, in fact, the whole scene I'm in, along with my image, it's just like a picture. It's going right back up to the satellite. And then you'll see another one where I'm so surrounded by plasma, it would be very easy to project another image on top of that or disguise oneself with that. If you could project a cloud of ionized particles around oneself. Because you can project a picture onto fog, clouds, gas, or any kind of dense particles, you know. The other thing I'd like to tell you is that nanotechnology can station keep around a person. It can communicate with the intrabody network that's inside a person, and then the nanotech that is floating in the air in a Brownian-like fashion can just relay it up to more nanotech, to the UAV, unmanned aerial vehicle, which is to the helicopter, to the jet, to the satellite, to wherever. But I think pretty much anything you need to know is on my website, and I'm always adding more. And we need some money and some help and some scientists. I've asked for a special rapporteur from the UN Human Rights Division. Never heard back. We need help. We need help. We need help. We need lawyers and money and a court. So if you have any influence on sending a special rapporteur to come take our stories, please do. We've got 6,000 people in one database. We've got 50,000 people in another database. And we are compiling because we do believe there are millions. Thank you.